That's it.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All right. So sorry about that. I was talking when I already was putting the mic on, so we were just checking for a program, and I said I didn't see it. I don't see it, so it's not there. So that's okay. That was the plan, right?
That was the plan.
That is the plan. Yeah, it's working. All right, again, it's right now 3 o'clock this afternoon, as you could tell. And a little later this afternoon, we're going to have Alan Love join us. That'll be around 4 o'clock, all things go as scheduled. And, of course, we are continuing to come to you and ask you to prayerfully consider making a donation today. And we do want to thank Paul for his support of WCNO. Paul also goes by the Snook Fisherman. So I'm not sure which we're supposed to call him, but anyway, we'll call him Paul this afternoon, and we want to thank Paul for being a partner with us now for a long time. You know, Karen, every time he has called in, or even his emails when he sends them, and conversations I've had with him, all of the conversations have been very uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And when Paul talked about the early days and starting out and wanting to start where he could afford to give, and I don't know if it was $50 or $100, whatever it was a month that he started at, he just shared how he started there, and then God blessed him in such a way to where he was able to give a little more and give a little more, give a little more. And so eventually, as today, he's giving $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's great. That really is great. So that's, you know, over a year, you think about it, that is like, what, $18,000 over a year.
Wow.
And so that's two giving periods that he gives into, and he gives God all the glory for that. That he started out with a small donation, and then as God blessed him, he recognized the value of sowing seed here at WCNO, and as he gave, God blessed and provided. Now we understand that a lot of people are retired. You know, maybe I should be retired. I don't know. One day I may come in and have a note saying, your time is up, McLean, get out of here. And so I might get retired one day. But at least for now, I'm not retired. But I know that there are many people retired that listen to WCNO. So I understand for you to give a donation, it's for many, it's a sacrifice. And we recognize that and appreciate that. We do endeavor to be good stewards with what comes in here.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've been part of WCNO over a lot of years, like Kim earlier today said, he's been listening since the station went on the air. That is awesome. That's, what, 34 and a half years, something
right.
Like that. So he's been listening and supporting, and that is absolutely huge. And, of course, we are a local station. We don't have money coming in from other states, from other radio stations. You know, we're right here raising our own budgets to carry mm-hmm. things. And, of course, a lot of the stations today, they have translators, and they're spread all over large areas. And we're not even over all the state of Florida. Now, we do cover many counties here on the East Coast and South. And so we thank God for that. But we still need the participation of our family if we're going to be able to cover the cost. And there are more Christian radio stations today. We're aware of that as well, that have moved into the area. And they also, you know, any station that lifts up Jesus Christ, we praise God for them. So when we come to you and say, will you prayerfully consider making a donation, being a part of our team, maybe a Gideon's Army, starting with $1 a day, $30 a month, start with something, or maybe a one-time gift. Whatever you can give is going to be a blessing today. But we do need to hear from you, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And it looks to me as if our dear friend, David Francoeur, has come back into our lives.
Yes.
Not that you left.
No, well, I didn't. I left physically, but not
just
spiritually,
yeah,
not emotionally.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
It was a temporary thing.
Needful thing for me.
Yes.
To get a little rest midday so I can bring something back to the table.
It's called recharge.
Recharge. Recharge.
A little bit of a recharge.
Exactly. So glad to be back.
Amen. Great to have you back. Did you bring any wisdom back with you? Maybe a phone number.
772-221-1100. That is the phone number.
That is the phone number.
To call, to make a gift.
And did you know that we brought Paul's matching fund in already
while
you
were gone? I did not know that.
That happened while you were gone.
Ah.
And so we were at $10,500. We're now at $10,060. And so every dollar everybody gives at this moment, up to $10,060, is going to be matched.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to getting that matched up. So that will actually bring in close to over $20,000 for us.
That'd
so
be great.
That would be great. If the Lord will help us to do that or a good portion of it this afternoon, that would really help us because the day has been like a Wednesday. It's like the middle of the week almost.
Yeah, it's right there. Yes, it is that. Middle of the week.
It is that. Well, you know, my wife showed me a clip from North Carolina on lunch today, and there's a lot of reports of what's happened up there, but and how God has provided. But she showed me this clip, family, grandparents with two of their grandchildren. I think they're like 11 years old, 9 and 11, something like that. And they had, I think, 4 years left to pay off their home, something like $4,000 or something, you know, left to pay on their home. And it would have been totally paid for. And it's raining outside, you know, the storm, it's raining. But they didn't really expect there to be any problem. But their house just washed away. The boy was talking about just being thrown into a wall, face right into the wall. His sister, I'm not sure where she went. The grandpa was able to find the girl. The lady ends up on the roof for her life to be saved. And this 11-year-old boy is somewhere down in a hole in the ground. I mean, he or covered by all kinds of trees, debris, and everything else. He can't move. He's down in a hole. And so he's crying out for help. He just figured, well, either because water's just coming down on him. So he's thinking, I'm going to drown or I'm going to run out of oxygen. And it's just dark, even in the daytime. It's dark. He can't see anything. He's trapped in this hole. Well, 3 years ago, he had saved up his money, and they rescued a dog. And he and his sister, they'd rescued this dog. And so this dog was up on the top above where this boy is, barking and carrying on. And so the rescuers are like, what's up with this dog? And no one thought for a long time that maybe that's where the boy was. The boy is down in the hole. He can hear his dog, but no one else can hear him. And so they ended up cutting trees, rescuing him, taking him to the hospital. Now they have nothing. The clothes on their back, that's all that they have. The nurses in the hospital go out and buy clothes for the family. The whole family is in this room with the grandson because he needs to be in the hospital. And the nurses buy them clothes. Everything they have, the nurses bought for them. They had nothing. Everything was lost. The whole house.
Wow.
You think about that. Just $4,000 away from being debt-free. And they were looking for that. But they're alive.
They're alive.
And so Rachel was saying, think about how God sovereignly protected each little piece of that story for them to be protected. And then for a hospital to open its doors to a whole family to stay in a room. I mean, I just cannot even imagine any protocol allowing for that to happen. So there are grace stories and stories of the miraculous taking place right now in the Carolinas, and I believe in the state of Florida, too. We're going to hear some of these stories.
Yeah.
But this is just God. There's no other explanation for it, you know. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the lady goes, so you rescued a dog and the dog rescued you. And the kid's like, yeah, that's what happened, you know. And there's the dog. Everybody loves the dog. And the dog, of course, the dog couldn't stay in the hospital. So mm-hmm. the nurses were taking care of the dog. And I thought, what a beautiful story of how we are able to help one another. And to just see that level of compassion and the fact that someone in the hospital made a really smart decision to say, why don't we just care for this family and let them in?
Yeah.
And it very moving, very moving. And thinking, here we are. I still have a home to go home to, you know. And like Pastor Steve, tornado was within, I don't know, was it within 5 feet, 10 feet of his house? I don't know. But it came right through his yard, ripping stuff up, tearing stuff apart, and his home's okay. And so we have a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be thankful for. So when we come to you and say, you know, it's prayer and share, we're asking for a donation today, we recognize that a lot of families have gone through a lot of stuff, but yet I'm confident that God has the resources to take care of your needs, take care of our needs. So give us a call. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart today, and we will continue to do what God's given us the ability to do. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Let's go to another song. We'll be back in a few minutes. And Dave, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back among the team.
Good lunch?
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Who was the cook?
I cook.
Oh, I know you do. You do that. Song's entitled Witness. It's another short one. I think this is a song you added, blinded, Karen.
You gave me eyes to see. I was going under. You reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up. Every hour, 8 days a week, yeah. Your love is like a fountain. It'll never run dry. It'll never run dry. Your love is moving mountains. Every day of my life. Every day of my life. Can I get a witness?
could I wonder that you wouldn't be? Whom have I but you who really knows me? Proven to be the God that sees. From strength to strength you've lifted me. And I close my eyes and you can still my heart. And I call out your name, 'cause you always know, you always know where to find. Stand on a mountain top, and I could speak your name out to the wind.
Jesus.
Well, we are back, and we are still able to be reached at this phone number, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. This is the Fall 2024 Prayer and Share fundraiser for the radio station, and we are still waiting for your call. You can also now, if you're not able to call, we do have a website, WCNO.com, and you can donate from the home page, or you can text a donation. You can text WCNO to 24365, and that will get you with us to make a donation.
Yeah. Amen. And David, God is our provider. And we know that God is the provider. You think about some of the stories that's in the Word of God and how God provided in miraculous ways. Thinking of Boaz and Ruth, and how God worked in all of that. I think about she was going out to glean in the fields, that's kind of like the kind of work a homeless person would do. Think about it.
Yes.
Someone is out collecting the leftovers, and that was, if you were in an area where there were crops and you could do that, then that was part of the culture and the custom. That was that really was quite a blessing. So you didn't have social services just giving you something, you still had to go out and work for it, but you were able to collect. There was some left, some that was dropped. But out of her faithfulness, she ends up coming into the lineage, of the king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that happened by her desire to stick with her mother-in-law. I read that story and think about that, where she said, your people will be my people, your God will be my God. And she basically just abandoned her family, her traditions, all of that to follow Christ. Well, that was long before, they even knew about the Messiah or the way we do, and that's true. But her decision to follow God, to us, it's abandoning all to follow Christ. And some people want all of God's benefits without surrendering anything to God.
Yes.
And yet we do not have the capacity to carry the blessings of God unless we unload our own stuff.
Amen.
And when we do that, we make room for the blessings of God. And there's no limit to God's favor that is available to us.
Amen.
And so, praise God. We appreciate you listening this afternoon. I know we're mixing some music up. We have played some programs throughout the day today, and some programs got preempted. Tomorrow we'll try to work programs in as we have today. And this has been a very different prayer and share, David. Very different. Very different.
Yes, it's in the years, not that I've been here long. I've been here 8 years this next month. On the
Eight
staff,
years.
And then listening, of course, listening to radio station for
sure, several,
yeah, many, many years prior. But this is unique because of the hurricane stuff, the season, everything that's going on around us in our culture seems to be impinging to one degree or another, influencing to one degree or another. And we, man, it makes me, the image I get, Jonathan, is that how thankful we talk about the team.
Yes,
we are a team.
Yes, we are.
God made us a team. But that how much more together we are, and not just us four here, but the family of God that is the WCNO family, how much I appreciate personally that fellowship and those prayers in these days.
It's unique.
It's unique.
It is unique.
Because we feel a lot of stuff coming on us. And were it not for the grace of God, talk about dropping your stuff so that you can pick up the blessings of God.
Yeah.
And, my stuff was pretty heavy. And have I perfected that? No, still got a few things, but I'm giving them up. But the thing is to take on the blessings of God. God's blessings are rich, but they're not heavy.
Yeah.
They're significant, but they don't drag you down. They lift you up.
Right. Instead of destroying you, they deliver you.
Amen. And, yes, yes, yes.
You know, that rich young ruler who came running to Jesus, and Jesus had compassion on him. In fact, the context gives us the idea that, you know, Jesus was moved toward this guy. He liked this guy and wanted to minister to him, you know. And,
yeah, yeah.
And he's wanting to know, you know, how can I be a part of the kingdom? And he was into doing all the religious stuff as long as he could hold on to all of his stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when it came to letting go of his guaranteed position, power, and prestige, mm-hmm. and maybe resources, because he was a man of great resources. So he ended up leaving sorrowful, mm-hmm. because he had great wealth, and he chose to have temporal wealth instead of eternal wealth.
Yes, he did.
You know, I'm looking at a note that goes back probably to my first prayer and share. I'm just looking at this very possibly. But I'm looking at a note where I wrote down that I want to live my life in such a way that maximum impact for eternity is accomplished. In other words, we're going to live our days. We have a certain amount of days. God only really knows the number of those days. But I want to live in such a way to where I'm not wasting the life that God has given me now. Because the life, the resources, the time, talents that God gives me now are given so that there can be a development of eternal value. Mm-hmm. So we're actually sowing. The Word admonishes us to plant our gold and silver, as it were, our wealth in a place where moth and rust and robbers can't steal. Moth and rust cannot cause it to be contaminated. And so I made this note back during that first prayer and share that I was in here. I was sitting right over where you are, Dave, and I was thinking how important it is, because we have days, we have hours where we're here just on the phone like we are right now, waiting for someone to call and kind of talking out of our heart, not necessarily a prepared message of a sort, but just because we live and walk with the Lord in our own lifestyle. This was a thought that was very heavy on me that day, and I was thinking about wanting to make a difference, live a life that has maximum impact for eternity. And it's not just in what I can do or you can do. It's also in the seed that we plant, because the seed that we plant has within its creative design the ability to have more seed and to reproduce again. And so when I think about, you know, a Billy Sunday, now Billy Sunday lived long before me, so I never sat in his services. I, you know, and I was never physically in a Billy Graham service. So I've had the opportunity of reading books of many of the heroes of the faith that, you know, that rode the Wesleys and so many others, George Whitfield and such forth. And I enjoy those. I enjoy reading about their life. So they left behind, even though they are gone, they're in heaven, they left behind seed. And, for example, Spurgeon. How many pastors have dug in Spurgeon's notes and picked up nuggets from him and been able to bring those back to congregations time after time after time? They've been really timeless. And look at J. Vernon McGee. He's with the Lord a number of years now, and we get a call during preparing for prayer and share. I sure hope you don't cut J. Vernon McGee, because I do Bible study with him every day. And here he's with the Lord. He's in heaven. So one of the things that happens during prayer and share, where we're asking you to prayerfully make a donation, is that you are sowing into a ministry that brings the Word of God. And in this life, we won't know the extent of that reach. We can talk about things, and we do, but heaven will tell the rest of that story. Not that we will care at that point. I think to be home is going to be the important part.
Yes.
And so, amen, amen. It's great to have you with us this afternoon. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This is one of the two times during the year where we come to you and ask you to make an investment into this ministry to enable us to continue this ministry for the next 6 months. This is listener share of support. $225,000 is what we need to operate for the next 6 months. And so that's what we're here asking you to give to. Will you be a partner? Can you give $50? Can you give $100? Could you give maybe $50 a month or $100 a month? Or could you actually, maybe you're a king and a priest or a priest. Maybe you have resources. Maybe you could invest $1,000 today or $5,000 today or $10,000 today. Call us and let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart. And of course, we have this donation coming from Paul, who started giving years ago on the level he could give. Today he's giving $1,500 a month. And so that is a fund that we're matching. And we're asking you, will you come alongside of Paul? Do you see the vision? Do you receive ministry from this station? Then will you be a partner with us this afternoon? And give what you can. Give what God puts on your heart. Some of you can give more than others. And some of you can give monthly, and you are willing to do that. Just set it up, and it'll happen. Mm-hmm. You can set it up for 3 months, 6 months. You tell us, for a year. Some people give. They say, listen, until Jesus comes or God takes me home. And amen. So that's kind of like the same thing, really. If God takes me home, then Jesus has come for me.
Jesus has come, right, pretty much, one way or the other. Yeah.
So, Dave, give the numbers one more time. We'll go back to another song. I can get to yakking too much. You know, that's some of the preach coming out of me.
We're all been trained to do that, haven't we, Jonathan?
We have.
Oh, Lord. The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And we'd love to hear from you.
Song is everlasting.
No. Savior, a friend forever, the lover of my soul. Through every trial, he won't forsake me. I'll never be alone. All I ever need is Jesus. All I want to sing is his name. All my heart belongs to Jesus, and by his grace and mercy I'm saved. Ooh. There are no riches that could persuade me or steal away my
I do love that song, I Have a Savior. We have a lot of good music here on WCNO.
We do.
David, it strikes me as it's a place where you can just pull up to the table, and I, as a young man out working hard, I love to go to some of the smorgasbords.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have as many of those around anymore.
We don't. No, we don't.
But, you know, you go in and pay, I don't know, it was like $5, $6, whatever it was at lunchtime. And they would have salads and this and that and all these different things set out there. And It was great because you didn't have to order. You didn't have to figure out, what am I going to eat? You just walk up and go, that looks good. That looks good. Mm. And I'll take one of those over there, you know, and fill your plate up. In fact, I was at a place down somewhere in Palm Beach, and they had a sign up that you couldn't bring in like a large purse or anything, because apparently people were bringing in like Ziploc bags in their purse. Yeah. And they were loading them up, yeah, with food and hauling it out the door.
Really?
You know, and I could see where at the fried chicken area you could take a pound you, you know. But it was an all-you-could-eat, yeah, kind of a thing. And I like that about the kingdom of God, that God has a word for every culture, for every person, for every situation. Mm-hmm. And there's a song for almost every person, every situation, yeah, you know,
yes, definitely,
from every background. And music bridges, builds bridges between our hearts, between our lives. And here at WCNO, you'll find a lot of the top 40, 100 mm-hmm songs. We mix those in. But that isn't really our only focus. Our focus is to bring you a menu of biblically balanced, Christian, solid music that's going to minister to you, from worship services, from artists, choral music, and from different musicians. Now, I actually have some music picked out. It's on my pad. I didn't get to it yet today. But I bring it into every prayer and share, because there are some individuals that had a unique calling on their life. And this man that I'm going to play some of his music had a very unique calling on his life, and his ministry still has an impact today, at least on me, and I believe some of our listeners. So I do want to mention, we do have some things around here that we would like to bless you with when you make a donation today. Mm-hmm. We have some Bibles. We have, I think, a chronological Bible. We have a Life in Christ, and this is a New King James Version, sort of like a type of perhaps study Bible. Had like a $59 tag on it, so that was probably the manufacturer suggested retail.
Yes.
So if you call in and make a generous offering and you ask, maybe you'd like a Joyce Meyer book, we have some of those, or a Jonathan Kahn book, we have some of those, so give us a call.
772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
This next song is Turn It Around, and then I'm going to sneak a couple songs in and see if somebody can identify who the artist is that I'm going to be bringing in a few moments. And if you identify that artist, we'll find something to put into your hand. We'll be happy to send it out to you. Song is Turn It Around.
When your eyes are fixed on the wreckage of your heart's condition, when your mind's set on the things that you cannot change, searching for answers where there is none, seems like the war could never be won. When it takes all you have to believe, there could be a day where the sun meets the horizon and swallows up the night. Come and give it all to Jesus, who redeems and makes it right. In every situation, every need, call upon His name and know that He can turn it around, turn it around. Let the cross stand where there once was guilt and shame. Let His kindness be the catalyst for change, as it overwhelms the darkness into all-consuming light. Come and give it all to Jesus, who is making all things right.
Well, that's good news. If you need to change your direction because you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, God can turn it around.
I've been there.
My wife had a poster that hung in the wall of her bedroom. We were dating. I remember seeing this poster, and she always liked pigs. I don't know if her family had some piglets on the farm. I don't recall her telling stories of that, but she did like pigs. This poster said, God allows U-turns. So you see a pig coming towards you and you see a pig leaving.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, God does allow U-turns in our life. And if you're on one of those roads this afternoon where, maybe the enemy points his finger at you and said, you know better, this is what you get, it's not going to get better, you're a failure, you're a loser, you continue making bad choices. Let me tell you, God allows U-turns. Mm-hmm. God has something better for you. And maybe you have tried, sort of. Maybe you've prayed a prayer. But if you have not experienced the life-changing power of God through a born-again experience in your life, then God has that for you. We're not talking about religion. We're not talking about just going to a church. We're talking about encountering God and allowing God. We used to say, let go and let God. Let go and let God. Repenting of your sin, having a change of heart, being born again, being brought into the family of God, and allowing God to turn you around. And that's what repentance is. It is a change of direction. And instead of falling and descending and heading downward into despair and destruction, God begins to transform us and renew us and restore us. Mm-hmm. We begin to head back in the direction He made us and created us to actually be in. New path, new trail. That happened to you, David.
Yeah, I sure did.
You talk about some years of addiction.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And you were in the priesthood, right?
I was ordained at that. Yeah. I'd been active as an alcoholic, though, for a long time before I met the Lord.
Sure.
And it was His timing to bring me to deliverance. At that point was December 22nd, 2003, after some prayer and recognizing God wanted to move in that way, that I was literally delivered. There was no question of being
recovered. You had a turnaround.
I had a total turnaround. And I thank God for that.
And it is supernatural.
Oh,
we're not talking about a psychological, we're not talking about counsel. We're not talking about, picking yourself up by your bootstraps. We're talking about a holy God that looks at a messed up guy, yeah, kid, yeah, lady, young, old, whatever your age, mm-hmm, and God has a new beginning. He has a plan. He has a, yeah, life for us, has deliverance for us. And when that happens, we give God the glory. And I've heard, amen, you do it many times. It's always powerful.
Because it isn't me. Never would. Issue of willpower, forget that.
Yeah, doesn't work. No.
Not my own. God's willpower, different story.
That is different.
That's, yes, different. That it's is all very God.
Different. My brother told me the story of sitting at, years ago, there's probably some listeners that remember this, there was a pizza place, it was called County Line Pizza, and it was on the county line, of course. Mm-hmm. Makes sense, down on Martin County and Palm Beach County. Mm-hmm. And it was right on the county, and they had great pizza, and they had like a bar inside. And my brother told the story of sitting there, there's a priest, there's some other people that's sitting around. And as will occasionally happen at a bar, people will come and, you know, mm-hmm, there's tears in the beer or whatever, you know.
For sure.
Maybe,
yeah,
an old country song, but people are unloading their hearts, you know, and some of that's going on. And my brother told me this story. He said, you know, in the midst of this, the priest spoke up to someone who was talking about the issues in their life. And he said, you think you've got problems? He said, here, I'm a priest, and at the same time, I'm a total alcoholic.
Mm.
And when my brother shared that with me, he was just saying that you can be in any line of work, mm-hmm, and need a touch of God.
Amen.
You might be in the pulpit. You might be at the head of the class. You may lead an organization. You may be a successful doctor, lawyer, or candlestick maker, you know,
yes,
it doesn't matter. All of us have broken parts and pieces that we cannot put together. Only God can heal,
amen,
the wounds of our life and turn us around and give us a new beginning. So if that's you today, David, I just sense right now that God is calling someone,
mm-hmm,
and God cares enough about you to move the conversation to a moment like this so you can actually call out to God and have a new beginning.
Amen.
And I just sense that the enemy is saying, but it's too late for you. You're too tangled up. A marriage is involved. Relationships are involved. There's embarrassment. There's some shame. There's some pain connected with it. There's some bad choices that are there. But it's not too late to get a turnaround today. So why not let God do that in,
amen,
your life?
Amen.
So, Father, I just pray for those that are listening, thanks, today that are perhaps at a moment in their life where the enemy would love to say, there's no return for you. You've gone, mm, too far. The devil's a liar. We know he's a liar because, mm, right in the midst of that darkness, Father God, you are speaking and saying, but I will forgive you. I will forgive you. I will restore you. I will renew you. I will give you a new life and a new future. And so, Father, for that one that is broken at that place of hopelessness, just let the Holy Spirit minister to you right now. Just allow, yes, the Spirit of the Lord to come upon you. Park the car. Do whatever you need to do, but just stop and invest a little time right now this afternoon in letting God step into your life and surrender your life. Confess, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. Mm. My life's messed up. You might be a pastor in a big church. You may have all kinds of successes going on, but you know on the inside things are broken and your life is coming apart. Stop.